Olympic Diary, Day 4. Today's diary is coming live from somewhere where I've been spending an awful lot of time, and I suspect I'll be spending an awful lot more time in the next 2 weeks. A clue: it's hot and it's sweaty. No, it's not the beach volleyball changing rooms. It is, of course, the Tube. The good old London Tube. And precisely the top of the escalators at St John's Wood Station, which is just opposite Lord's Cricket Ground, where I've been today to watch the archery. Now, as you can imagine, first of all, I'm getting quite a few strange stares from people while I'm making this diary. So if you hear me being accosted on the way past, it's probably just because they wonder what the hell I'm doing speaking into my phone while stopping them from getting where they want to go on the Tube. But it's probably worth just dropping this in because, as you can imagine, getting around London is not exactly the easiest of jobs at the best of times. Throw in the fact that you've got about up to 10,000 extra visitors visiting the city, none of whom really know what they're doing when they're on the Tube, and it really is quite an experience. I'm staying out in Wimbledon for the duration of the Olympics, which means I've got a pretty good trek to wherever I'm going, to be fair. Stratford is about 20 stops away on the Tube. St John's Wood, here where I am today, is about 15 stops with a change. And it's never the most pleasurable of things ever, really, driving on the Tube. But in the middle of the Olympics, it really is quite chaotic, especially if you do what I'm doing now and hit it at about 5:30. So bear with me. We're going to carry this now. I'm going to go down the escalators. Isn't this exciting? Bit of live broadcast, right? Down the escalators. It's actually, this isn't one of the busiest stations. If you've been to Lords, maybe you came to watch Durham in the Friends Provident final. But it's busy enough that getting around is not the easiest. But in fairness, it seems to be holding up fairly well so far. Although obviously the Olympics don't really get going properly until tomorrow. But if you are coming down to the Games, and I'd recommend leave yourselves plenty of time. I'm still on the escalator, by the way. It's one of these bloody long ones. Leave yourselves plenty of time. Probably give yourself an extra kind of hour than what you think you'll need, because certainly on the Jubilee line heading to Stratford and the District line heading to Stratford, trains seem to be exceptionally busy.